Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So I got back in the swing of picking up my Good Eats order today.
And I got mine delivered.
I did that. Good for you.
I'm trying to go pick it up. Deliver
it. It was
easier.
Right back on my way to the radio station, and I saw that Lamar's doing Kobe Bryant billboards. And thought that was a pretty cool way for, you know, Baton Rouge to be expressing it and maybe pause and reference. Obviously, huge news yesterday.
Yeah, he touched a lot of people. I can't say that I've ever been a Laker fan or a Kobe fan. I pulled for those Laker teams when Shaq was there.
And yeah, absolutely.
Of course, it was Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
But I could never sincerely tell you that I was a huge Laker fan or Kobe fan. Certainly acknowledged his greatness. I mean, Michelle, he's in the conversation when you talk about the five greatest players in the history of the game. I mean, he's in that conversation.
Yeah.
So, horrible news. But the thing that I can relate to, I know you can relate to, that I think anybody listening, as far as a father and his daughter being together, you know, father and their child, and, you know, every parent wants to be able to protect their children. And when you can't, it's just a nauseating feeling.
Yeah.
Of course, people are mourning the loss of Kobe, but there were parents and their children on that flight. So, man, I just, sincerest condolences to the survivors. You know, the victims are in paradise now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to pray for them, but for the people they left behind, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just devastating news. So,
well, I appreciate you bringing that up here during Matt's Moment, but there is some big LSU news also today.
Ross Dellinger is reporting what we've, like, basically hinted at and known
the whole time
for a month now, which is that Bo Pelini is going to be LSU's new defensive coordinator, around $2 million a year. There were some snags, obviously, whatever the holdup was, Michelle. There's some whispers that maybe it was the conference office who needed to give the thumbs up. Whatever the case may be, it looks like they've got it done. This was Ed Orgeron's choice all along. So when people were wondering why haven't we heard anything, well, it's because he had his guy. It was just making sure they dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've got that done. Michelle, it's stunning to me that some LSU fans have kind of bristled at this idea. Each of Bo Pelini's 3 years in Baton Rouge, 05, 06, 07, LSU was third in the country in total defense nationally. I mean, his defenses were dominant.
Yeah.
Glenn Dorsey, LaRon Landry, Craig Stelt, Chevis Jackson. I mean, they were Tyson Jackson. They were all Ricky Jean Francois. They were awesome. I mean, in Bo's Nebraska teams, he never won fewer than 9 games as the head coach there. I think there's this, Bo's personality, who he is very abrasive. He is the anti-Aranda. Dave is very chill, bro.
Yeah.
Bo is very, I'm going to yell at you.
Yeah.
I think Ed Orgeron probably wanted some of that on staff, which is why he identified Bo early and went after him. So it's a back to the future of sorts here for LSU as Bo Pelini is set to be LSU's new defensive coordinator. Again.